This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Coming up on the show, Danielle will heal herself.
Mm-hmm. Can I?
I honestly want to, like, you talk about this pranic healing thing so much.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to heal. You're feeling like you're going to vomit.
Mm-hmm.
You've been nauseous all morning.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to heal yourself on the program.
Okay.
At 8:15. All right.
If I make it that long.
I want you to heal yourself. let's see. Here's a text that says, I work for a company that specializes in medication for pregnant women to help them and keep the pregnancy jokes coming. All right, so that person wants the pregnancy jokes to keep coming. If you would like to be on the show this morning, you could call on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-9223, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107.
Can I just clarify, because people are texting in, that they clearly did not pick up on my sarcasm. I didn't pay $18,000 for the class.
No.
It was like a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, right,
class.
Right.
It's not.
Right. It was like $250, right?
How much?
It was $350 for the for the level one class.
$350?
Yeah.
For the level one class. How much was the yoga retreat all in, the whole entire thing?
That was $1,000, but that was over 5 days.
Jeez. No wonder.
What are they supposed to give it away for free? Does Tony Robbins give his seminars away for free?
No wonder Master Glenn is so happy. And his wife, Master, whatever her name is. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
I'm amazed at how this world just reacts to everything. When you're talking and making pregnancy jokes, you're not saying it to that woman that's offended. You're just saying it in general. You know, everybody gets offended with everything.
Well,
like, they take it personal.
But do you understand, like, sometimes, a lot of times people do direct it at women, and, like, I get it that it's not meant to be malicious, and I don't want to go down, like, the serious road, because I don't really care about it. Like, we're joking around, but you have to understand, dude, if a woman is of a certain age and has talked about, like, wanting children or whatever, and then people are like, oh, you might want to get going. You don't know if that woman has had 5 miscarriages, 15 failed, you know, IUI and IVF rounds.
Oh, jeez. Now I feel
someone is in a bad mood today.
I'm in a fine mood.
Now I feel horrible. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm tone deaf.
Yes.
I am tone deaf to the issues that women of your age and stature are facing, and I sincerely apologize.
You're also a little tone deaf during ear moths.
I'm just telling you, I am tone deaf. I will make no further pregnancy jokes between now and 7:20.
Okay.
Make note of that, Chief.
Okay.
No pre. This is now. Here's somebody who says, I'm a woman, and I agree. People feel comfortable asking me when I am going to have children, and I am not even married.
It's like when people walk up to pregnant women and touch, strangers walk up and touch pregnant mm-hmm. women's stomachs. I won't even touch the belly of a close pregnant friend without asking first. Uh-huh. It blows my mind. It becomes like that. Like, it's like their stomach becomes an inanimate object. Object and people just walk up and they're like, oh, look at this, huh? Or you know, a woman, they're like, wow, how far along are you? And the girl would be like, oh, you know, 7 months. They'd be like, really? You look like you're ready to pop. You sure you don't have twins in there? Like, she doesn't already feel like crap enough about herself. Like, she can't even fit into her shoes. Now she's got, like, you know, Sandy Superstar and Market Basket in the checkout lane, you know, remarking about her pregnant figure.
I just made one joke about you feeling nauseous this morning. I didn't mean to send you into a tailspin.
I've never understood the whole thing of wanting to touch someone's pregnant belly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that is the most bizarre thing to me.
Mm-hmm. It's a little strange. I agree. All right. Well, Somebody's a little touchy this morning.
No, I'm fine. I don't care. I just don't feel well. So if we could move on and get to another segment, that'd be amazing.
All right.
We've got the sports coming up momentarily.
We will do that. I mean, all right. It is 7:04, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence. Sorry, pregnant pause there. And also, and also, and also,
this is going on all morning.
And also, WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
And now, LB.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by my hair loss doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard. If you're tired of being bald, ladies, if you have hair issues, all you got to do is call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce, change your life.
Looking, gets it inside. Irving falling away. Won't go. Rebound Tatum. Tatum follows it up, puts it in. That'll do it. The Sixers beat the Celtics for the first time this season, a rivalry that has recently been dominated by Boston, but Philly with a big win tonight to win their sixth straight game.
Yeah, final call on ESPN. The Celts got 36 from Kyrie. They fall 118-115 to Philly. Sees fall a game behind Indiana for fourth in the East. And Marcus Smart got gonged for being feisty.
Good point. And oh, Marcus Smart and Embiid. Embiid's going right back at him. The Sixers wisely keeping Embiid away. Embiid was looked like he was ready to go for the fight. All right, I see that left arm come out. That's what he didn't like. Smart pushes him to the floor.
You got to love Marcus Smart. 6'2 versus almost 7 feet. But he didn't care, and he got gonged. Sees Charlotte down south on Saturday. My Bruins are taking on the Devils tonight down the pike. The fellas spanked the Isles on Tuesday 5-0. Great news, Pasta is back, and the Black and Gold are playoff bound with just 10 to go. It's that time of the year. Salts, Bruins winding it down, and both teams are going to make a playoff run. Marshy on... You got to love Brad Marchand. The kid is one of the best players, or I would say probably one of the top five players in the NHL this year. And he got the best and worst trash talker in the world's fastest game.
Which honor did you appreciate more, the best trash talker or the worst trash talker?
I was a little disappointed about the worst trash talker, but, I mean, you can't be on every time, right? You're gonna have a couple fails, so. But it's an honor and a privilege. I just want to thank everyone around the league for dealing with me. So it's been fun.
Love that kid. Go Bruins. Mr. Kraft says no to a plea deal in the prostitution deal down in Florida. The Sox rolled 6-4 over the Orioles with four runs in the eighth inning. Nice job. Great pick-me-up. Rick Porcello, 5 innings of one-run ball. And pitching's been great this spring. Sox Rays tonight in Fort Myers. The fellas open up for the real deal in Seattle a week from today. March Madness is on. Arizona State beat St. John's. North Dakota State topped NC Central to make it to the field of 64. Games begin for real in Hartford, Jacksonville, Des Moines, and Salt Lake City today. Mini Louisville early today. Number one, Gonzaga has Fairleigh Dickinson tonight. Tampa Bay Bucks made history. They now have two female coaching assistants. Lori Locust is your D-line coach. The last name is just tough. Javid Affair?
No.
Yeah. Well, she's the strength and conditioning coach, so... No matter how you pronounce your last name, she'll kick your butt if you don't own up. I'm LB. It's an AAF Sports Minute.
All right. There it is. LB Sports Moment. It is 7:09. And coming up in about 15 minutes or so, it is Stowe 5-0 at 8. We are going to play your Hillmill voicemail messages back. So please leave one of those right now on any topic except one. which is making someone a little touchy this morning. So Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. Here's a 978 text asking if LB reads the sports with a finger under each word. He does not. He doesn't do it that way.
But if,
it's
why is he got a finger under each eyelid?
My sports is fine.
Yes.
Define fine.
You know, you're the one swerving all over the road, you know, spilling your coffee trying to eat an Egg McMuffin.
Oh, great. Now I have to have an Egg McMuffin for second breakfast and a couple of hash browns. I think McDonald's has the best hash browns in the breakfast game.
I'm going to tell you something right now. The McDonald's around the corner from us on Soldiers Field Road, if you know where it is.
Yes.
The hash browns are always laser show.
Really?
Always. Huh. I've never not gotten one there that wasn't beautifully crispy and hot and nice. You know how sometimes you can have a little little variance.
They have to be well done.
Yeah.
If they're not well done, it's a waste GTFO. Of all of
well, they have to be
of our
fresh.
Time.
Yeah, I agree.
There's nothing worse than the sit around food.
Mm-hmm. All right. Stowe 5-0 and Inside the Warped Female Mind, all coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The hottest band in the world is hanging up their platform boots. Seriously, they really mean it this time. WAAF welcomes KISS to TD Garden for their end of the road tour. And we've got your chance to win tickets all this weekend. It's your chance to see KISS in all of their blood, spit, and fire-breathing glory for the very last time. No, seriously, this time it's for real. Listen all weekend for your last chance to see KISS. Until next time. General contest rules apply. From your concert station and original members of the KISS Army, 107.3 WAAF.
Find your reason to switch now at your New England Chevy dealer and choose from an exciting lineup with dynamic design, innovative tech, and incredible offers. Current competitive owners get 21% below MSRP on most 2019 Equinox models and all 2019 Trax models when financing with GM Financial. That's over $8,300 on a 2019 Equinox Premier with high-tech safety, incredible versatility, and more. Or current qualified competitive lessees can get an ultra-low mileage lease on a 2019 Trax LS for around $159 a month. Now for 39 months, which is $2,239 due at signing. That's just $159 a month for a 2019 Chevy Trax, the perfect-sized SUV with all-wheel drive and impressive technology, all at an affordable price. Switch now and get outstanding offers on remarkable crossovers at your New England Chevy dealer today. Excludes L models. Some customers may not qualify. Equinox based on $39,955 MSRP. Lease example based on national average vehicle selling price. Your payments may vary. Take new retail delivery by 4119. Call 888-59-CHEVY for offer details.
It's Greg Hill. If you've been planning to replace your roof, listen up. Reach out to my friends at East Coast Metal Roofing and ask about their Spring into Savings program. East Coast Metal Roofing is giving WAAF listeners 10% off a new metal roof. That's an average of $3,000 in savings. Their roofs have a lifetime warranty and are manufactured right here in the USA. Just like me, it'll be the last roof you ever put on your home. Visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com or call 844-611-ECMR and tell them I sent you, eastcoastmetalroofing.com.
CVS knows your day is packed, yet so little of it actually belongs to you. In fact, the average mom only gets 17 minutes a day to herself. That's where CVS CarePass comes in. For just $5 a month, you'll get free delivery on prescriptions and your favorite items, a 24/7 pharmacist helpline, 20% off CVS Health brand products, and more. But here's something else you get, a moment to yourself. CVS is giving the rest of this ad to you. Whether you're a mom in transit, a dad doing errands, or just someone who needs a quick second to yourself, sit back and enjoy this break in your nonstop life. Isn't that better? Join CVS CarePass today and get a $10 promo reward every month just for you. Sign up in-store or at cvs.com/carepass. Terms and conditions apply. Visit cvs.com/carepass or ask a store associate for details.
Ready for low prices today and every game day? Time for a Target run. Find everything you need for a great game day gathering. Bring home tasty Archer Farms frozen pizzas and soda. And for an extra easy post-game cleanup, grab some up-and-up paper towels, plates, and Solo cups, all priced right daily with low prices today and every day. Get in, out, and on your way to tip-off. Target run and done.
It's the Sign and Sleep event at Mattress Firm. Get a new bed at 0% APR for 6 years with $0 down and $0 due at signing. Plus, Friday through Sunday, get a free adjustable base with a qualifying mattress. Up to a $699 value, absolutely free. Hurry in. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms. For new accounts, purchase APR is 29.99%. Subject to credit approval. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Have you ever tasted something so new and delicious you think, this must be an orange vanilla Coke? But then you think, there's no such thing.
No such thing!
You think, it's too good to be true. It must be one of those orange and vanilla dreams again.
Sounds delicious!
And then you realize, you're not dreaming. It's really orange vanilla Coke.
It's new and delicious.
Orange vanilla Coke.
Yeah, you heard that right.
How new is the new orange vanilla Coke? Well, that's something you're going to have to find out for yourself. Go out and grab an ice cold new orange vanilla Coke. It's new, it's orange, it's vanilla, and it's just as refreshing as every sip of Coca-Cola should be. Pick up one at your nearest Roach Brothers today. Introducing new orange vanilla Coke and orange vanilla Coke Zero Sugar. Yeah, you heard that right.
2018 Ford Explorers, an amazing special purchase direct from Ford Motor Company. All Ford certified and immediately available at Framingham Ford. These low mileage all-wheel drive, all feature 10-way power leather seats, Sync 3, power lift gate, heated wheel, climate control, lane keeping, adaptive cruise, bliss, remote start, and more. There are 20 available, priced from $27,900. That's a $15,000 savings. Get to Framingham Ford, right on Route 9, your Ford certified headquarters. No one will sell you a Ford for less.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Early morning wake up, already a mess. Even before coffee, making runs to CVS. The games, practices, text message flurries, OMG, need TP, please, please hurry. You're tired and busy, always handling their strife. But it's good, because after all, it's your nonstop life. With CVS CarePass, get free delivery on prescriptions and your favorite items, plus much more. Join today to get a $10 promo reward every month when you sign up in-store or at cvs.com/carepass. Terms and conditions apply. Visit cvs.com/carepass or ask a store associate for details.
There's a lot to love about driving a brand new Subaru Impreza, from its standard symmetrical all-wheel drive to its incredible fuel efficiency for miles upon miles of adventure. Love all the 2019 Impreza has to offer, starting at only $18,595. Your journey in the Impreza begins with a single decision: sleek sedan or sporty hatchback. Both are equipped with Subaru Starlink multimedia featuring Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Whichever body style you choose, the Impreza is prepared to accompany you for the long haul. You don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. It's happening right now, and you can buy the Impreza starting at just $18,000. $595. Discover more and find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. There's a lot to love about the 2019 Subaru Impreza.
In just 60 seconds or less, the Hillman Morning Show will be back with more of this.
Yeah, all my money goes to playing video games and smoking pot.
Hey guys, you've all heard the ads about how Northeast Men's Clinic successfully treats erectile dysfunction with personalized solutions effective for nearly 90% of men. But Northeast Men's Clinic also treats low testosterone. Having low T, it sucks. And guys, as we get older, our bodies naturally produce lower levels of testosterone. Low T can seriously decrease your energy levels, affect your sleep, hurt your workouts, impact your ability to focus, lead to low libido, even influence your mental health. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then make an appointment today at the Northeast Men's Clinic. Get your T checked. We've helped lots of men with low T. We can likely help you too. Testosterone replacement therapy, or TRT, can be life-changing for those suffering the effects of low T. Our patients tell us every day they have more energy, sleep better, are back in the gym on a regular basis, are managing their weight more effectively, and it doesn't hurt in the bedroom either. Don't wait. You just might be able to get the old you back with TRT from Northeast Men's Clinic. Call today, 617-793-5000, 617-793-5000, or visit northeastmensclinic.com.
It's Thursday on the Hillman Morning Show, and Greg is still basking in the glow of all the compliments he received last night on his new custom-tailored sport coat.
He thinks he's better than us.
What time you going to bed, fancy boy?
We can neither confirm nor deny that Diane was paying people off with appetizers to say nice things to him.
She's good. She's very, very, very good.
Now, the rest of today's show.
This is Baby.
No.
What? Ooh. Was that the name of the song? I can't remember. All
right. I totally forgot that song existed.
Right? You're lucky.
I know, right?
Most people wish that they could have forgotten that
hilarious.
It existed. This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Jim?
I hear LB's on fire today. I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
From right, why women don't want children, they don't want to blow their hoo-ha up.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. And I don't like people, at least, you know, I got quite a few years on LB.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been broken up.
How old are you, Jim?
I'm 63.
63. All right. Well, thank you for listening. This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, listen, I'm 53. I have a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
My mother used to say to me, I met the poorest man I've ever known. All he had was money. And I never knew what that meant until my kids were born.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say on the subject.
Several texters say that when it comes to inappropriate questions, many of them come from their mothers.
Yes.
About why they aren't married.
My mother always brings up but you're going to need somebody to take care of you when you get to be old. Who's going to take care of you? I worry about you. You know, Auntie Shirley's kids live out in California. Who's going to take care of you? She's probably listening right now. I'm sorry, Mom. I love you. I'm not trying to make fun of you.
Well,
but people want to give you, like...
She means well. She means well.
She does. People want to give you suggestions on how you can get pregnant, too. Like, if you're with someone long-term, people be like, well, how come you haven't had kids yet? It's like, well, timing, X, Y, Z, and this and that. And they're like, well, just pull the goalie. And I'm like, well, how do you know my guy didn't have a vasectomy after his first 4 kids? Like... Really? It's a little more strategic than that, Linda. But thanks for the suggestion. I appreciate it.
Just pull the goalie.
Yeah. It's a little disingenuous to be like, oh, sorry, I got pregnant and didn't tell you. It's kind of, you know, I think both people kind of need to be in on that convo. But thanks.
You know, you could combine the two questionable comments, the one about pregnancy and people commenting on what you're eating. When, if you ask, are you eating for two? And then they say, no, they're not eating for
meeting
two.
Meeting for three.
No, I'm just heavy.
Yeah. Right?
Nope, just fat. There was a girl I went to high school with who was a few years younger than me. And this was pre-Facebook and whatnot, so you couldn't actually see pictures. And several people that I had run into had told me that she was having a baby. So when I saw her, She was considerably larger than the last time I had seen her.
Yeah.
And I had heard it from like three people. So I felt normally I would never ask someone unless I knew for sure or talk about it unless I had it confirmed. But I was, I said to her, I was like, oh, so, you know, I heard you're having a baby. And she's like, nope, I'm just fat. And I was like,
oh,
oh, awkward.
Yeah. Yes, you know what you got to do with that? You just got to run with it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, good for you.
Yeah, right. Good for you. At least you're eating well.
Yeah, you want to grab a sub?
Oh, my God. What's worse is asking that and having the person not be pregnant or those women who are big and don't even know they're pregnant.
Yeah.
Because you get those stories in the news now and there's like, I had no idea.
All right. Today's weather brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. Membership at the City of Boston Credit Union is open to everyone who lives or works or goes to school in Norfolk or Suffolk or Middlesex County. So if that's you, visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for membership information. The City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. It is going to be partly cloudy and 49 for a high today. Right now, it is 36. Bad boys, what you want?
And now, following the man and woman of law enforcement.
A caller on Great Road reported that a resident was leaf blowing
on the dangerous streets of Greg Hill's hometown.
A caller on Walnut Ridge Road reported that a turkey with only 1 foot was in her yard.
This is Stowe 5-0.
All right. Time for a quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that have been either called in or walked in to my hometown police department, the Stowe PD, and Stowe 5-0 is courtesy of the Stowe Independent newspaper. On Monday, March 11th, at 11:51 a.m., a caller from Johnston Way reported illegal use of her internet service.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah.
Need that two-factor authentication,
that's
Doris.
Right. Somebody's sapping you.
Right?
On Tuesday, the internet police responded.
Oh, good.
Everything's okay. On Tuesday, they helped her with a new password. On Tuesday, March 12th at 6 p.m., a caller from Wheeler Road reported that a man and a woman were sitting in a Jeep. The caller did not know if they needed help.
Is that it? Just sitting there. I can't.
The police responded, and the couple were waiting for a friend to arrive home. All was okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're casing the joint.
All was okay.
Were they giving the hand signal as other Jeeps were driving by?
The Jeep
wave? I hope so.
I hope they were giving the Jeep
wave. Because that's a Stowe 5-0 call.
You know why they called the police? It wasn't a Rubicon.
On Wednesday, March 13th at 2:47 p.m., a caller from Maple Street reported that two men were walking along the road and they were carrying construction equipment and tools.
Okay. Oh,
is that to build the house up the street?
The police responded to check the area. Turns out the men lived in the area and were returning home after working in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's nice. All was okay. They're legal. It's fine.
How dare they?
Yeah.
They were shocked because they saw a person who actually works hard with their hands, and they'd never seen that before. On Thursday, March 14th at 4:08 p.m., a caller complained about traffic on Common Road. The caller was upset that a motorist honked at her son, who was trying to find a parking spot.
So she called the police on behalf of her son.
Yes, she did.
Okay, I think we know the son's age group.
She loves him.
Yes. Ooh. On Friday, March 15th at 6:58 a.m., a caller from Wheeler Road reported that she was sick of speeding traffic on her road and would like it taken care of.
Mm.
An officer advised the woman, and the information was passed on to duty officers.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wait, officers?
Yeah.
The other guy at the station.
Yeah.
At 4:50 p.m., a caller from Harvard Road reported that heavy drainage from Wedgwood Pines Country Club was flowing into her driveway.
Oh.
She was concerned about the potential damage to her driveway a Conservation Commission representative responded to the golf course, and a man on the property had already begun to dig a trench to redirect the melting snow.
Oh, okay.
So everything, all was okay over there.
All right.
Thank goodness.
Wow.
Thank goodness. And then finally, on Sunday, March 17th at 2.06 p.m., a caller reported that two deer ran into the window at the Stowe Fitness, and they were acting confused.
Well, of course, they banged their heads.
The police responded that deer were not located.
Oh.
They're on the loose. All right, that's a quick look at the terrifying community that I have lived most of my life in, Stowe, Massachusetts, and Stowe 5-0. Cloudy today, and the temperature is going to get close to 50 right now. It is 37 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. There is some kind of a nor'easter headed our way. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, it doesn't look like it's going to be cold enough for it to be snow, so it'll probably be rain for most of the weekend.
Double jinx.
No, it's not a double jinx. No. It is 7:50, and it is time for this.
Hey, guys.
Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
Why'd you have a fake?
Of course.
Really?
Occasion?
How could he not know that?
They overdo the theatrics. They're like swinging from the chandeliers. Oh, my God, you're an Adonis. This is amazing.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
Danielle, I know that you're not feeling well this morning, but do you mind if we go inside the warped female brain for a few moments?
Public service, I must.
Okay. If you're a man and you are confused by the way in which the brain of any woman in your life works, you may now text with your question on the text line, which is 97107, 97107. Here is a 508 text. I went on a match.com date on Sunday night. Why must a woman share that she is still hooking up with a friends with benefits person and will only call that off when we become official?
Just laying the groundwork. I don't think that's a bad thing to do. It might not be the ideal situation for you, but would you rather
that she lied?
Even lying by omission, if you want to go down that road. Would you rather she just didn't tell you and then you found out when you became exclusive, like, oh yeah, by the way, I've still been sleeping with my FWB guy. Like, it gets a little uncomfortable when you start talking about that stuff on a first date, but I applaud her honesty and her candidness.
Huh. On the first date, though, it seems a little, like, a bit much. Like,
yeah,
I have
might
a friend,
wait till, like, you go on a second date.
I like it. It saves a lot of time and
does.
Energy.
I don't have time for that.
It does.
I agree.
Right? Yeah.
It's like, if I were to go on a first date with a guy, I would ask if he were open to kids. Not because I want to have one tomorrow, but because if he knows that he's not open to kids, and that's something I'm looking for, why waste either of our time?
Uh-huh.
You know? I mean, if I was 26, fine. I'll date you for 10 years and call it miserable. But, you know, at this age, I don't have time for that nonsense.
Here's a 774 text. Recently met a girl online, and she asked me for a D-pic. I said, I will need something back if you want me to send one. And then she called me a pig.
Run,
why?
Run. That's double standard nonsense right there.
That is
double standard. She asked you for a picture of your genitalia, and you asked for one back, and she called you a pig. That's ridiculous. Get out of here, prude, polyprude.
Sounds like a setup to me.
Right? Yeah.
My girlfriend's mom is having an affair. It's a 774 text.
Okay.
We both know. Does she or the both of us tell?
The husband? The father?
I guess, yeah.
I would stay out of that.
You stay out of it?
I would stay out of that because
none of your beeswax.
It's that, and B, you don't know what the deal is between the parents.
Mm-hmm.
They may have an arrangement, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people, when they get later on in life and marriage, they'll, you know, they stay together for financial reasons or the house or whatever else, but they're both kind of over it.
Mm-hmm.
So then they have an agreement that they're going to go do their own thing, and they keep it quiet and whatever. So I would kind of stay away from that.
508 text, my female friend was going through a rough time, and we were hanging out one day, and she randomly kissed me and said that she has been wanting to do that for a long time. Does it mean anything?
Vulnerability clause. I would not look that far into it.
Oh,
that's
really?
One of those moments where the next day you're like, oh, my God. So remember yesterday, like,
It was great. And like, obviously I care about you a lot, but I just like, I didn't want you to get the wrong idea. I fear that you got the wrong idea that this is going to happen again.
Why do women like my wife judge other women who drink whiskey? I think it is hot for a woman to drink whiskey, but some women get grossed out. Like my wife. Why?
Who cares? Mind your own business about what somebody else is drinking. They probably get grossed out that you drink Smirnoff Ice. But, you know, I mean, I never understood that hardo booze thing when people do like, oh, you drink whiskey. It's like, you know, you wear a low-cut shirt, you must be a whore. You drink whiskey, you must be a drunk. It's like, no, she just enjoys, like, you know, it's a nice bourbon.
Is that like a thing? Like women aren't supposed to drink whiskey?
Yeah.
I don't know.
People, really? People kind of look at you like, oh. Like if you, my friend Jen orders whiskey everywhere she goes, and people will always look at her and be like, oh, hitting the sauce, huh? And she's like, no, I'm literally going to have this one drink with a bunch of ice melting and nurse it all night instead of the 17 Tito's soda closets that you're having.
Here's a 774 text. How long should you wait to hit up a friends with benefits situation after you just hooked up on Friday? Slutty bartender who sleeps with random guys all the time. What's the deal?
Okay. So you're in a friends with benefits situation, but she hooked up with someone else?
I don't know.
That's how it sounds to me.
How long should you wait to hit up a friends with benefits situation after you just hooked up on Friday?
Oh, you just hooked up. Okay.
What does that mean?
24-hour minimum for guys. Chicks, it's a pocket situation. It might be a little bit longer. Might be 48.
Okay.
Can we hear more about the slutty bartender?
My mother-in-law treats my wife like a child whenever she stays with us. Mm-hmm. My wife just accepts it. Should I say something to the mother-in-law?
No, because it's easier to just deal with it and just say, suck it up. And for the short time that she's there, you just nod and smile. Yes, mom. Yep, absolutely. You're right.
617 text as we go inside the warped female brain. I've been dating a girl for almost a year. She recently started bringing up wanting a baby. I made it clear to her when we started dating that I was done having children. I have two already. Mm-hmm. Why is she now bringing this up? And is she cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
I don't think she's cuckoo. I just think that maybe people change their mind a lot. So there are a lot of people that will go into relationships and say, no, I don't want kids. I'm done. I've got my kids. And then they get to a point and they're like, actually, you know what? I'd be cool with one more. So it's not the worst thing on the planet, but I would just have a very frank discussion. And if she's hell-bent on having children, I would probably suggest, you know, maybe ending that relationship or having a cooling-off period where you guys both evaluate, you know, what you want to do.
774 text. My girl wants to record us having sex and put it on Pornhub because you get paid for it if they use it. Is it a good idea to do so, or should I record from the neck down?
Okay, first of all,
there's a lot of that, by the way.
There's a lot of neck down only
amateur stuff.
And it's terrible.
Is that a top? Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of good ones.
There's like three on the entire site, and I've watched them multiple times.
Wow.
Most of the amateur porn is crap.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, on Pornhub? It's terrible. It's
The lighting's bad.
You pull it up, and it's got like a 67% thumbs up rating, and you're like, all right, I'll give it a try. And then you're scrolling through 6 minutes of like hair and back of sack. No. And you don't know what you're looking
at. Well, you always forget that you have family.
Right.
I gotta tell you something. I hate to burst your bubble. I don't think any of it is actual amateur porn.
Right.
I don't believe it's amateur. I think you're
ruining it, Greg.
I'm sorry.
So like you have to, it's gotta be really good. Making money on Pornhub is kind of like making money on YouTube. They change the algorithm all the time and you're not getting paid a ton. So you're getting paid like 50 cents or a dollar per 1,000 views of the video if you already have high metrics. If you're just starting, you're going to be on a... They have this weird... At least YouTube does. They have this weird way in which they kind of grade your channel and your views and decide how much they're going to pay per 1,000. You might make enough to buy, like, a Dunkin' gift card for your mother for Christmas.
Yeah.
But other than that, I would just stay away from that if you're even at all uncomfortable.
Here's a text that says... No Face Girl on Pornhub is very good.
There's one that's very good.
No Face Girl, is that what you look for? No Face Girl?
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, I love that Danielle is the Pornhub expert. Yeah, she talks. She loves it.
My favorite is that blonde lady that's the stepmom, and she gets stuck under the table in the living room. She totally could have gotten out from under that table.
What happened to the
She does all this, a lot of it. There's a few different people that do like certain types of videos. So there's this one guy who looks like he looks like Jeff Galooly, who does all the stepfather porn videos. Okay,
are those real?
Yes, Greg, right, they are. Greg. All those different girls are his stepdaughters.
Okay.
But there's this one blonde woman that does all the stepmom porn, and she's got huge cans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.